The Broncos are 3-0 for the 13th time in franchise history. They'll look to make it 4-0 this Sunday against the Vikings. Now we're joined by 850 KOA's Dave Logan. And when we just look at this matchup on paper, the thing that sticks out is Adrian Peterson. How are the Broncos going to try and slow him down?
Well, that's a good question. Here's a guy that's averaged just under 100 yards per game on the ground throughout the course of his career. I mean, that's third best all time. Shows you what kind of player he is. And I think he's come back this year after missing most of last year with a chip on his shoulder. So I think it's going to be important, and this would be really obvious, to get as many people, many defenders to him quickly as you possibly can. I mean, I don't care how good a secondary you have or linebackers. If he gets a full head of steam and breaks through the line of scrimmage, nobody wants to see 28 coming at him.
Yeah, one of the most powerful running backs in the league. Also joining him in the backfield, Teddy Bridgewater, second-year quarterback, going up against a Broncos defense that ranks first in the NFL. You think that the Broncos will be able to give him some problems back there?
Well, to me, it all starts with how they control the run. I mean, if they can get Peterson under control, maybe not shut him down completely, but get him slowed down, then you force Teddy Bridgewater to throw the ball more than really Mike Zimmer wants him to throw it. They threw the ball 18 times last week. If they throw the ball 18 times against the Broncos on Sunday, I think it's a long day for Denver. So you stop the run first, you force Bridgewater to sort of be the guy, and once you get control of that, then you can start coming after Teddy Bridgewater.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That's Dave Logan. If you can't catch the game on TV, make sure you check him out on 850 KOA.